This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 229 for Tuesday, January 18th. Ice canola futures are mixed on Tuesday morning, with losses in the immediate old crop months and gains in the other actively traded contracts. The March canola contract loses $4.70 at $970.50 per ton. The May contract bumps up 20 cents at $960.60 per ton. Chicago soybeans and soy meal are weaker this morning after trading resumed overnight following the Martin Luther King holiday. However, Chicago soy oil is slightly higher. Other support is coming from gains in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed, although the latter's May contract is lower. Increases in global crude oil prices are lending support to edible oils. The storm system that passed over Alberta yesterday is now bringing 5 to 20 centimeters of snow to the eastern prairies today. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady on Tuesday morning, with the loonie at 79.84 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 79.87. Rains continue in Brazil and Argentina, bringing much-needed moisture to struggling soybean and corn crops. However, western Brazil is getting little of the rain. The damage from dry conditions in South America is done, as another private consultancy is lowering its production estimates. Dr. Michael Cordonnier is slicing 1 million tons from his forecast for Brazil soybean production, which is now at 134 million. Argentina remains at 43 million tons. For corn, Cordonnier is keeping his projections at 112 million tons for Brazil and 51 million tons for Argentina. The United States Department of Agriculture reports two private sales this morning. One is for nearly 239,500 tons of soybeans to Mexico, and the other is for 126,000 tons of sorghum to unknown destinations. And later this morning, the USDA will issue its weekly export inspections report. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Tuesday morning. The March contract falls 16 cents at $13.54 per bushel. March soy oil bumps up a little more than a tenth of a cent at 58.58 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal gives up $15.10 at $3.90.5 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly higher this morning. The March contract dips 2 cents at $5.94.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are rebounding, with the March contract jumping 24.5 cents at $6.33.5. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger as well, as Chicago March climbs 23 cents at 764.5. Kansas City March vaults 23 cents at 768. And Minneapolis March rises 13 cents at 891. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, January 18th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.